All right, welcome into offensive line, defensive line, one-on-one South team Wednesday afternoon practice. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, this will be the last play-by-play video we do, so make it good.
We'll try. You see Matt Patch in number 70. He's the newcomer, came in today from Boston College. He's replacing Juwan James, Florida transfer. Guys, scouts are very interested in nasty blocker. You see him, good wide base, bends his knees, did a good job against Jeremiah Tachu there, who's standing up over tackles as a pass rusher.
Tachu telegraphed that spin move a little bit. Adrian Hubbard going up against Morgan Moses, the big tackle from Virginia, who's had an up-and-down week, but he's got all the physical skills you look for.
Absolutely. I thought that was a good job by Moses. The only thing is he tended to catch Hubbard rather than sticking his hands into him. Hubbard shows some good outside pass rush skill. I know he really didn't do too much of it at Alabama, but he's got that ability. Beat Wesley Johnson there around the edge. Talked to a lot of people who think that Wesley Johnson, the tackle from Vanderbilt, is actually going to be a very good center in the NFL.
Here we get a look at Dee Ford, who had a star-making day on Tuesday. Probably the best speed rusher here at the Senior Bowl, and a chance maybe to go late first round.
I don't think he's going to go that early. That was a very good play by Matt Patchen to really slide out and knock Ford from his angle of attack. The criticism I'm hearing of Ford is he's basically a one-trick pony. He's just a guy who takes wide angles and is able to beat immobile offensive tackles. He's got to show more to his game. Again, very disappointed he's not standing up and being used as an outside linebacker in any of these drills, because that's where most people project him at the next level.
But when you think of guys like Bruce Irvin, one-trick ponies who go in the top 20, I think there's a chance that Ford could work his way into that conversation.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have the production of Bruce Irvin, and even Bruce Irvin was a bit of a surprise that year. And again, Irvin showed more versatility playing both defensive end and outside linebacker. We've yet to see Dee Ford stand up.
DeAndre Coleman from Cal, working up against Brian Stork, the center from Florida State, the big guy.
That's kind of a mismatch because Coleman's much bigger. Coleman has really improved his stock here. He's had a very good year. You see here Caron Reed beating Gabe Jackson. Caron Reed of Princeton beating Gabe Jackson of Mississippi State. Reed, the small school Ivy League guy, more of a first-step lineman. He's got to beat opponents off the snap, which he did there. Jackson, very impressed with the mechanics he plays, low to the ground, good knee bend.
So we got Daquan Jones there, or is that the Louisiana Tech replacement defensive end? That's who that is. It's I.K. Enimpali from Louisiana Tech.
Undersized pass rusher, sort of a tweener. Doesn't have the size to be a defensive end. He's not shown the speed to be an outside linebacker. The exposure that he's getting here is good, but I think he's going to struggle to play at the next level. You see that play right there, Morgan Moses using his long arms to push Jeremiah Tachu out of the way. The ability to adjust and basically get your hands in. You know, you don't have to completely block him. You just got to disrupt their angle of attack off the edge. And Moses did a good job there.
Hubbard doing a good job getting inside the pads on Joel Batonio from Nevada, who is playing tackle there, played tackle in college, but is probably a guard at the next level.
Probably a guard. He's played four positions here. He's played both guard slots and both tackle spots. Probably getting a little bit tired, but teams like him. They like his upside. He's a barrel-chested blocker who stays square and keeps the defender in front of him.
Will Sutton from Arizona State there against Billy Turner from North Dakota State. Tell me about both those guys.
Yeah, Turner's really struggled this week. Played right tackle, was beaten like a drum. They've pushed him inside the guard. Had a little bit of a problem there against Sutton.
Now the big fella who has been up and down all week, but as physically impressive a guy as you're going to see. And it really depends on how much he's going to be able to get coached up at the next level. That's 98 Daniel McCullers from Tennessee, who comes just under 6'8".
Yeah, beat Travis Swanson there. Not only get coached up, but somebody's got to light a fire underneath him, because when he's on his game, he's unstoppable. He's a mountain of a man. And you saw him just get good upfield push, as you did right there. DeAndre Coleman of California beating Gabe Eichert, who's played a lot of guard this week. Eichert is center by trade at Oklahoma. He's been moved to guard. He's done a solid job. He's a smaller zone-blocking guy, type of lineman that's just going to get beat by the bigger opponents.
There you see Enimpali with the little inside spin move getting past Morgan Moses.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Moses is occasionally he falls asleep. and gets beat when he shouldn't, should not have gotten beat there, but that was a good play by Annapolli.
Is that Itachu again? Itachu it is. Going up against Wesley Johnson from Vanderbilt. Wesley Johnson, the guy who may project for the Eagles system, those athletic offensive linemen who can move around the line.
Which he's, what he can do, sort of reacting off the snap there, was able to stop Itachu by blocking down him, but Itachu definitely got the first move. I got to tell you, this Matt Patchen of Boston College has looked impressive. This is only his first practice. He blocks with terrific fundamentals. He bends his knees. He stopped Adrian Hubbard dead in his tracks there. Patchen of Boston College, by way of Florida, has really answered the call today.
D4 going up against Billy Turner there. Billy Turner, right tackle.
And you see what I mean by D4. I mean, all he basically does is rush wide around the edge. And that's good in these games. That's good in college. It's not going to cut it in the NFL. He's got to show more versatility, more moves.
Caron Reed from Princeton now. Going up against John Halapio, the guard from Florida.
Reed's got a quickness and an athleticism advantage here, but Halapio's a little bit stronger. He's got better bulk. You see Reed very quick off the snap. That's how he's going to have to beat opponents. This should be a good battle. Will Sutton of Arizona State against Stork of Florida State. Sutton beats him with his athleticism. I've talked to scouts, and they say that they like Sutton at a lower weight. I believe he came in about 315 pounds. They like him about 295 pounds, where he'll be a good interior pass rusher. He's quick, he's explosive, doesn't have great size, and he was overweight this year, which really hurt his play.
A little bit undersized height-wise, too. Do you see him fitting best in a 4-3 as opposed to a 3-4 like the Eagles?
4-3, three-technique lineman, and he's going to be your inside pass rusher.
That was McCullers there against Gabe Jackson. Morgan Moses getting the rapid left tackle here. Going up against, is that Chris Smith from Arkansas?
Yeah, Chris Smith, who's lined up both out of a defensive end and outside linebacker. Smith is an undersized college defensive end who likely projects the outside linebacker. He's done some good things standing up over tackle during rush drills, but you see there the size disadvantage. Moses is able to easily push him from his angle of attack. Ooh.
Another spin move there from Annapolli, and it's worked out so far.
So far, I mean, showing a good several moves. I mean, not just a wide rush, the ability to get inside two pretty good blockers, both Patchen there and previously Morgan Moses. So it's good showing for him so far.
DeAndre Coleman from Cal here. Now, Coleman's a bit bigger. Is he a guy who you think could maybe play that nose tackle on a 3-4?
I think so. The thing about Coleman coming into the week was he was known more as a gap occupier, someone who's going to take on blockers and hold the point rather than a playmaker. But he's shown a playmaking element to his game this week. I do think he can play nose tackle position, though.
And there we do see Wesley Johnson at center. You talked about his versatility. Got pushed back a little bit by Caron Reed there, but good to see that he can line up there.
Got pushed back a lot by Caron Reed. He's having a difficult day, and Reed, this is probably his best practice of the week. He looks explosive. He's short, so he gets natural leverage, keeps his feet moving.
Joel Batonio, 71, going up against Will Sutton there, and Sutton a bit hobbled, but that's all right.
Terrific arm punch by Batonio. You watch him, he stays square. As I said, he's a barrel-chested guy. You look how broad he is in the shoulders. Works his hands well, just keeps the defender in front of him and steers the opponent from the action.
We're going to get Christian Jones now from Florida State lining up against Morgan Moses. Christian Jones, a guy who people are debating what position he's going to play at the next level, so interesting to see him pass rushing here.
You know, I think he has the athleticism and speed and length to play a weak side or even a strong side linebacker position. I just question his instincts. You saw there the athleticism, you know, to eventually beat Morgan Moses. That's the one thing Moses has got to work on. He's got to work on finishing blocks. He gets good initial push, you know, good initial contact, but he doesn't finish. You see Matt Patchen here against, again, Christian Jones. And Jones just showing his athleticism, very explosive. You see there he's very thin, so he's going to have a difficult time against the bigger tackles.
Back to the right side, Turner right tackle. Kyle Van Noy standing up there from BYU, another guy who inside, outside, that's yet to be decided.
Well, the versatility is good. You know, hearing a lot of good things about Van Noy. He's been making plays as both a pass rusher. You basically saw him bull rush Turner, who outweighs him by a good 70 pounds right there. He's made some good plays in coverage and against the run.
Takes the outside route there against Turner.
Turner's really struggled this week. I mean, he came in with high marks. In fact, we graded him as the in the Philadelphia Eagles.com preview as the top division 1AA player of the week, and I still stand by that. But he really has not shown well. He's gotten beaten often. I think he's one of the guys that's going to leave the Senior Bowl with lower grades than when he arrived.
Coleman getting another rep here. Pushes back Travis Swanson, but Swanson rebounds a little bit.
Yeah, just a mismatch. I mean, again, Coleman's impressive, the power plus the athleticism. Travis Swanson doesn't have the strong lower base, really hasn't impressed me. A lot of people thought he was the number one rated center coming into the week. I never saw it. I think he's a very efficient, workmanlike type player who can start at the next level, but he's never going to be really great. Again, you see Daniel McCullers, just although that was Ike Yard of Oklahoma, just a great power in his lower body, the ability to just dominate and overwhelm opponents.
All right, well, that does it for your look at the South team linemen from Wednesday's afternoon practice at the Reese's Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf. We thank you for watching all week long here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.